I have Oh, and. You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. We're taking you inside the International Builder Show in Las Vegas. We're inside the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth checking out their newest products. And we'll be talking with DIY Network's Carl Champley and Ed Sanders from Extreme Makeover Home Edition. It's all coming up next on My Fix It Up Life.
The flat is evil.
And we're inside My Fix It Up Live.
Inside the International Builders Show in Las Vegas, Nevada.
We're inside a lot of things.
We are inside a lot of things. Where we are just wrapped in all the things that are new, cool, cutting edge for your home.
And we're bringing you inside what we know.
We're bringing you inside what we know.
What we found out, we've discovered, what's been revealed to us.
Who we've been hanging out with. Who we've been hobnobbing.
Well,
who's been hobnobbing with us.
Say everybody we've been hanging out with.
You know, there are actually some rumors floating around this International Builder Show about some people that are on my Fix It Up Life.
Well, there's two people on my Fix It Up with Life.
There's two. There's going to be three because we're going to be joined in the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth by Mark Hansen.
Yes.
And he'll be here in a moment.
His booth.
Wait, he'd better join us.
I think we're joining him inside his booth.
Technically.
Yes. Get on with it, dear.
I'm trying to plant the seed that some rumors have been spread about some stuff that you need to know about that we can't talk about.
Very informative.
It could happen in 3 months or 10 minutes or not at all.
Again, extremely informative.
Compelling, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, I can't wait to find out what that is.
Neither can I.
So when you do find out, let me know what it's going to be so that I can, you know, figure out childcare.
Let me just say that I got a phone call.
Anyway.
Mark's here. Hi, Mark Hansen from Da Vinci Roofscapes. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Now, you're here to talk with us about how to know when you need a new roof.
Exactly.
How do you know when you need a new roof, he said, with a very smooth segue.
That was so smooth.
That was so smooth, nobody even knew I was doing it.
No, it's an important thing to know when you need a new roof.
Yeah, it was smooth, all right. Smooth as two grit sandpaper.
Yeah.
Mark, how do you know when you need a new roof?
Well, the first thing you need to know is when there are pots and pans on the floor of your house catching raindrops, it's too late, okay?
Signal number one.
Exactly. You don't want to wait to find out, so you want to look for the signs that you need a new roof. And
Can you get us a little ahead of the water inside the house? I'm just saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm just saying you got to look for it. And if you're not, you might even have a professional come out if you can't see all the different parts of your roof.
Right.
Because you don't, in all seriousness, you don't want to wait till it's too late.
Yeah.
Because now there's mold issues, drywall. You could be putting a lot more money in than just the replacement of your roof. But some of the things you want to look for are deterioration of your roof. And you can tell if your roof is going bad, if it begins to curl. You're seeing now parts of the roof lifting up that before laid flat.
Okay.
You'll also want to check to make sure that your roof has the same elasticity it always had. If it's an asphalt roof and now it's becoming brittle, you want to make sure you get it taken care of because it could cause possible leaks.
Okay.
Another thing you want to look at is your neighbors. If you're in a community and all the houses were built around the same time, odds are if your neighbors are putting on new roofs, it might be time for you to buy a new roof, too.
Really good point.
That is a good point. Now, of course...
one thing, Mark...
Yeah, yes, dear.
I would like to chime in.
I was going to talk, but that was an obvious mistake.
Well, one thing that, you know, we're doing is putting on a new roof, and a lot of our neighbors aren't. So, for us, putting on a new roof means that we stand out in our neighborhood.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we like to stand out, don't we, hon?
We're broadcasting My Fix It Up Life from behind a wall. We're just voices emanating out. out.
That's a great point. There are a lot of great products out there now that can enhance the value of your home. And even if your neighbors aren't and you want to make your home special, stand out, increase the value of your home, you could use a product like DaVinci to enhance its value and complement the architecture of your home. A lot of the most popular roof product right now is asphalt shingles. Not a lot of variety in design, where with some new products, like Shake or Slate from DaVinci, that are lightweight, you don't need to reinforce anything, and you can change the look of your home pretty dramatically to match the architecture of your home.
Match the architecture, increase the value, or in this economy, not lose value.
Exactly. Exactly.
What was it? Richard Trethewey from This Old House was here. He actually wasn't on the show. He was just talking to us after. What did he say? Even is the new up?
Yes.
Yeah. So if it's your house and the house right next door, mm-hmm. and they're both the same except for the style enhancement of the roof, they're on the market for 2 months, you're on the market for 2 weeks, that math is easy.
Absolutely. And you can't underestimate curb appeal when it comes time to sell a home.
No.
So true.
That's a big part of it. We've done a bunch of spec remodels, and we know that to be true.
Mm-hmm.
So, and with the roof being such a big part of the facade of a house, I mean, it's a huge part of what you see when you drive up.
Exactly. Yeah. Most often ignored part of the home. I think we talked about this the other day. The elevation is split in half. You've got the roof and then the rest of the house. Mm-hmm. And so many people are doing the special shutters and the window caming and the stonework and all that, and then okay, let's just forget about the roof and just do asphalt, when you can really set yourself apart with some nice roofing options these days.
You're kicking me off on one of my biggest design rants that no one wants to hear again. So I'll give it.
Okay
who's got 10 minutes?
Circling
back around. All That's right. one of those new things, right? Everybody in the business world circles back around.
Yeah,
Mark, I'm going to circle back around with you in a minute here. To the topic of how do you know when you need a new roof?
Mm-hmm.
Different roofs, of course, have different elevations and that kind of thing. So you're looking at, you can't see all of your entire roof sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see some of it. You look at it, it looks fine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need to, or have a professional to, climb up on a ladder and look at all the elevations of it to determine if you need a new roof or not?
I believe so. I believe so. Yeah, you're not always going to see. It's not always going to have the same exposure to the elements. There's different conditions that different parts of the roof are going to experience. And yeah, I would absolutely. If you can't walk around yourself, I would definitely get a professional to check out all the different parts of your roof, because you don't want to wait till it's too late. And any good roofing contractor is going to be happy to take a look and give you some feedback on your roof.
Well, I think that is the best slogan ever for a new roof: is you don't want to wait until it's too late.
And the
pots and pans is a really good point.
Well, that's
too.
The other one. Yeah. And truth be told, the home that we bought that we're remodeling now,
mm-hmm.
has had that. We can tell. The ceilings are just falling off on the second floor, and we know it was from rain coming through.
Yep, absolutely.
So any other signals, maybe not so obvious signals?
A popular roofing option is cedar shakes. And
yeah.
Cedar shakes have a couple of, there's a fire concern.
Uh-huh.
And then there's also some bugs, scorpions, things like that also like to live in your cedar shake roof.
Yes, so scorpions.
That would be, if I had a cedar shake roof, I would also consider the safety factor of a fire rating, that kind of thing. And you might need a new roof when you have a cedar shake roof that's a few years old.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Really good
gotcha.
Point.
Yep. Well, one last question. Or not.
We actually have to come up on a break, Mark.
We're on a break?
We do. You can ask during the break, but you can find out more about DaVinci at DaVinciRoofscapes.com. We'll be back with more from My Fix It Up Life at the International Builder Show next. Too much time on the telephone. Says you can't go home. Who says you can't go home? There's only one place to call it one of them. National Builder Show, and we have just been joined from with a special guest who ran over here from another booth.
He is actually out of breath. Or I would say that, but he looks like he's in too much good a shape to be out of breath.
He does look in great shape. Yeah.
Would you cartwheel over here?
It was a bit of a run. The problem with these places, as I'm sure you guys know, the home show events are massive.
Yeah.
To try and get from one stand to another stand to get back again is an absolute nightmare.
It is. It's tough.
Yeah.
We should say who we're talking to.
No.
Guess.
Oh. Yeah, guess. That's it.
Can anyone guess this voice?
If you guess who we've spoken to, you'll win a free Da Vinci Roofscape shingle.
Wow. Just the one.
Just the shingle. Yeah,
just
I can't promise
just
too
the
much.
One.
Yeah, and you have to come get it in my driveway.
No, we're talking to Ed Sanders from Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and he is appearing at the Kohler booth here at the International Builders Show.
It's something all of us guys on the show love to do because Kohler, like a couple of other companies, have been on since show one. We've helped over 6 years now, 180 families nearly, and these guys have given us bathrooms for every single house.
Wow,
and
really?
We're talking 3 or 4 bathrooms per family.
Yeah.
So it's 500-600 bathrooms, and it's nice to come back and say to Kohler, thanks for your support, because without companies like that, I wouldn't have a job.
Sure.
And those are nice bathrooms, too. I mean, Kohler makes a nice product.
That's the amazing thing. A lot of the time, the bathrooms for the kids' rooms don't ever get seen. And we're happy just to have, you know, an all-in-one shower bath combo.
Sure.
But they'll give us a whirlpool bath that's thousands of dollars and be like, it's the least we can do for the family.
Really?
So we're like, God bless you guys. So we're made up to be here to help them out.
That is awfully nice. So you obviously you're here at the show now, so you're not taping right now. Can you tell us where the next location is for you guys?
As far as I know, I've got the next 2 shows off to try and finish my house. Which
my wife's
been waiting 1.5 years for to finish. But the next 2, I think we've been told, are somewhere in the Oklahoma area. We do 2 shows back to back. We start one, and then 3 days later, we start another one in a neighboring state, and Ty flies back and forward.
Right.
It's chaos.
Oh, no way.
So we're doing 2 actually back to back in the same state, which is going to be a lot easier for Ty to go back and forward.
Right on.
Wow.
Right
on. So you're working on your house.
In addition to this, talk about my fix-it-up life.
So after you're done with this show, you're going to go home and you're going to be working, you're going to put your tool belt on. And
well, my wife's here with me.
Oh, she is?
So she's given me 1 extra day in Vegas, and then she said, when we go back, I've got to go to my wood shop and build 8-foot mahogany 3-panel raised doors for the inside of our house.
Oh, no.
You're kidding me.
Then run all the trim through the machines, baseboards, trim around the doors. We call it architrave in London.
Architrave.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Trim around the doors. And then I've got to do a couple more little things. But it's been a 1.5 years. You guys know. When you do it yourself.
Yes.
You need an understanding spouse, because I know people that have been divorced because it's just so stressful.
I've heard people call it divorce dust.
Yeah.
You know, because all of a sudden that just amplifies everything else. Fortunately for us, it's amplified our love.
It has. We spend all of our time together.
Yeah. Where's the hug back?
Yeah.
He went in for the hug.
Everybody in the audience just turned around and ran like mad the other way.
Don't touch me.
No touching.
We've been together all day.
You do this all the time, though.
We do. Blowing out.
So tell me this, because my wife and I, we love each other, and we're still together, even though it's been 1.5 years of, can I say, hell?
JR. Yeah,
we're getting out of the set.
That's
so,
all right.
But what's the secret?
Drop any swear bomb you want.
I'm English. I'm going to be reformed. So, but what's the secret for you guys? I mean, how do you guys?
Well, we try to tell me.
I don't know.
I'll let you know what we do. What we do is that we allow each other to make decisions on different things and be the lead on different things.
No. That don't work with me.
I let go of something, he lets go of something, and then we can,
That don't work with me. My wife's Sicilian-American. You know what she said to me when we built our house? We built a beautiful house.
Oh, no.
And she said to me, the office in the house, that can be, you can do whatever you want in there. And I'm like, that's great, babe. Thanks very much. What room are you going to do? She said, the rest of the house.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, wow, thanks for giving me 1 room.
Yeah.
She's the boss. And I'm like, I just turn up to do work. And I'm like, the boss
appreciate
is watching.
Appreciate it. Yeah. So you're actually making the doors. You got raw wood.
40 doors.
I just finished building the front doors. Where I live in California, Claremont, one of the inspectors was 23rd of December watching me. I've just built them the week before. Right. He was watching me hang them, the front doors,
yep,
before he would sign off on the temporary occupancy. And he said, Ed, I'm sorry, but I've got to watch you hang them because we can't let you go in temporarily. So right, at least we were in for Christmas. But
so December 23rd, you got your temporary occupancy.
Yeah.
Now, are you living in your house or are you living next to your house in like a tent city?
No. Well, listen, it would be a tent city because I've got four kids. Three of them are triplets. Girls, 2.5 years old, 7-year-old boy. So my wife, when I've been off filming...
Oh, that's easy, right?
Well, she's been the GC, so she's been back and forward from the house that we were renting, which was a mile away.
Oh, okay. my goodness.
But now we're in the house, she kicks me out of bed in the morning, and it's a lot less distance to fall when I've just got to roll out, put the belt on, and start working. So she's got it good now. She's happy. She's so in.
That is a fix-it-up life when you got your tool rig in your bedroom. Yeah. Throw it over your shoulder, brush your teeth, and
you know
get
what
going.
It's like.
Right on, man. We're hanging drywall and hanging cabinets.
We had family over for Thanksgiving, and we were, you know, what were we doing? We're putting in a floor.
My mother...
We're hanging... Yeah.
My mother took chicken outside because we're doing our kitchen.
Oh,
so we
no,
have a temporary
yeah.
kitchen.
She's going to not like you sharing this story.
She's not going to like it, but she's my mom.
I took photos
to
of this,
me.
Too.
Outside, I've got jaw horses set up for work tables out there. Two by tens across.
She wanted to make a nice meal for Mark to eat. Well, because our kitchen is under renovation, so we don't have a stove or anything.
Walked out the front door, around the back, with all this chicken that she's going to make chicken chili out of.
Right.
Meat tenderizer. Went out there, put a towel over the sawhorses, and starts tenderizing the chicken in the backyard. Brings them all back.
On a workstation.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
You should have had to mix up a load of mud for the drywall while she was out there. There you go, Mom. Get started.
Hey, I'm lucky I'm not eating at McDonald's. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey,
exactly.
Seriously, how many Hungry Man dinners are you guys eating? Just, you know, just
Well, that's the great thing about the show. When we're out filming, we have so many local vendors come in, big restaurant companies.
Yeah.
They come down and feed the entire site. We have thousands of volunteers, builders, workers, our crew. They feed everyone. So that's what's amazing about the show. When I'm building at my home, I'm lucky if I get one break a day because my wife is adamant. She wants me to finish the house. She's had enough.
Got to.
Wow.
So what's after doors?
After doors, I've got to reset all the machines up and run all... I had a job lot. There was a big truck accident on the freeway back in Tennessee a few years back, and there was a job load of mahogany that was on the freeway.
Right.
Buddy of mine gets the job of picking it up and selling it to the highest bidder.
Right.
And
nice.
Mahogany, being a furniture builder, it's the best thing to build doors out of.
Sure.
You can build a boat out of it and sit it in the water for 40 years, nothing happens. Well, I bought so much mahogany, I've got enough to build the doors, and I know it sounds like sacrilege, but I've got enough mahogany to do a 5,000 square foot house with 10-inch baseboard, 4-inch trim.
Oh, no way.
I had that much, and I got such a great price on it. So I'm in awe.
I'm
in my shop enjoying myself. I'm like, this is great.
I'm clutching my chest.
Clutching me wallet. I'm like, great.
I might not make it to the end. So are you like making your own crown molding and running through the shaper and all
everything,
that stuff?
Well, my background is acting and hosting in London.
Yeah.
Been doing it all my life. But when I was 16, my dad...
All my life. That's great.
What it was when I was 16, went to drama school. My dad said to me, if I'm paying for drama school, you're going to go learn a trade.
Uh-huh.
So we done the 1-week trade course, which you do 2 hours of plumbing, 2 hours of electrics, carpentry, furniture building, to see what you like to choose.
Right.
Started doing the furniture building, done a 3-year night school course, and then I stayed on for 2 more years to do the sculpting and carving course. And maybe I should have stayed on an extra year because I didn't learn when I was carving to leave safety guards on.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's what happened. So
there's a big cut on his hand for our listeners.
All right. Yeah.
Silly.
All right, because see, now what I want to do...
Go on.
The geek carpenter guy in me wants to talk about the European guild system of education, all that stuff. Here in the States, all these builders out here know, here's your hammer. Get busy. That's how we do it here. That's why we're awesome.
That's great.
That's totally.
I've got all these Americans watching, so I ain't gonna lie with you.
Yeah, exactly. You totally agree.
Yeah,
he's looking at the floor.
That's the right way to do it.
Now, the Frankenstein cut you have across your left palm. What the hell?
We were doing a show in Columbus, Ohio for Jason Thomas. He was the Marine that pulled out the two Port Authority officers from World Trade Center. They made the movie about him.
Right.
Wow.
He's fallen on hard times. Being a soldier doesn't earn a lot of money. Sorry, being a Marine. You've got to add that point.
Oh, right, right, right.
Because soldiers, Marines,
yeah,
Navy.
Yeah, that's right.
So being a Marine, he loves the American flag. Every show I do, I try and build something different and unique. When I saw the flags that were around his house, I thought, why don't we try? I haven't carved on the show for a couple of years. So I thought, why not carve the American flag? You know the ones you hang outside the front of your house? They're 5 foot by 3 foot.
Uh-huh.
I laminated maple bloodwood, which is pure red.
Yeah.
And the blue part of your flag, we use walnut.
Okay.
Carving away with a mini angle grinder with a 4-inch chainsaw tooth blade, which is called a Sir Lancelot blade, which is a great
that's
blade.
That's cool, Ed. You can go. That's all right. That's fine.
You've heard enough.
We're good. Okay.
Took the safety guard off. Said to 12 million viewers, don't do this at home. I'm a professional. Because the end of the flag whipped round like a wave. So I'm carving away, had my earbuds in. The carving was perfect. I had another guy following me with a finer blade to smooth out my carving marks.
Sure.
We had probably 10 hours of waxing and finishing on this flag. It looked the business. I turned my machine off, my angle grinder. Thought I turned it off because I had my earbuds. Couldn't hear it. Hadn't turned it off properly. And you know what they're like. 11,000 RPM.
Oh, angle grinders are... Yeah.
Stood up, slipped on the grass, put my hand down on the table.
Oh!
Right on top of the blade.
I gotta sit down.
Was that captured on TV?
The cameras had just left after I'd said to 12 million people, don't do this at home.
Oh, my goodness.
So they come back in. I'm lying on the floor trying to stop the blood because I went through everything. I went through absolutely everything. The only good thing that come out of it, because we got a lot of people to watch the show, then when it aired, we had about 10,000 emails hit the ABC site.
Mm.
And they said, most of them were women saying, I know this is going to sound strange, but thank you for doing what you did. Because my husband, who's not trained or skilled, is a DIYer.
Mm. Right.
Went back into the garage or the garage.
10,000 emails.
10,000. And said my husband went back into the garage and put all the safeties back on his saw. So, all their equipment. Because everyone puts the safeties off.
Pinning back guards and all that
don't
stuff. And I see all you guys out there with your worm drives. I know you've got your guards pinned back. You can see it. In fact, he'll show you his hand.
Don't do it.
In the meantime,
God bless you.
We have to go. God
don't
bless
worry.
You as well.
Thanks
Take care.
Thanks for letting me chew your ears off.
Oh, thank you so much for
God
joining
bless,
us.
Go
I appreciate
check
it.
Him out at the Scholar booth.
At the Kohler booth.
And go see him somewhere.
On Extreme Makeover Home Edition on Sunday nights at 8 on ABC. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Just knocked out a great interview.
Yes, we were joined by Ed Sanders from Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and now we're joined by another guest from Quikrete.
Mike Major from Quikrete, and I've been talking with Mike a little bit ahead of time, so I'm a little bit ahead of you on this one.
Are you showing off?
No, I was
trying
just
to make me feel better?
I was just somewhere else while you were working. I was goofing off.
Oh, okay.
No, but thank you for letting me follow the guy with a cut-off hand, though. I appreciate that.
Hey, you know what? Nobody can follow that cat. So.
I know, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, that's great. But I saw some really cool products at your booth, and hopefully you can describe them for us a little bit, and we'll follow up with some questions.
Absolutely. One of the first things that we were showing you is our new recycled concrete.
Okay.
And this is great. It's called Green Concrete.
Ooh.
It's where we're actually taking up old roads, busting the road up. We've got a process now where we can pull all the old rebar out magnetically, grind up the aggregate, and then we're able to remake the concrete. What this does, for every 60-pound bag that we use of this material, we're eliminating about one-half of a cubic foot of material that would be going into a landfill.
Oh, that's so good.
Wow.
And not only that, we're able to use fly ash when we're remaking the concrete with
right.
this, which again takes care of another resource that's being a waste resource that would be going into a landfill.
Wow. Now, is this available nationwide?
It's rolling out right now nationally. We're starting on the West Coast and working our way east. We have it available in about 8 markets right now, but we will be having it available nationwide as the year goes on.
Totally cool. Now, it's concrete. Can I use it from everything from a sidewalk to desk for my desk footings.
Yeah,
so when
I
pour a concrete slab for my desk.
Right.
Yeah.
But yes, it's regular concrete mix. It has a 3,500 PSI, which meets the ASTM standards.
Okay.
So it's regular concrete mix, has the normal strength, can be used for anything that concrete mix is used for.
Okay.
Whether it be a slab or a post hole or whatever along those lines.
Awesome. Dry time about the same?
Dry time's exactly the same. You get your initial set in about 24 hours.
Okay.
Fully cured out in 28 days.
Fully cured out in 28 days. All right. So that's actually my desk comment, whatever that was, actually a good segue into another quick creep product, Okay. How's your Yahan doing?
My Yahan is doing real well.
I'm just waiting to find out what this is.
So far, so good interview, Mark. Okay. Your countertop
Concrete countertop mix by Quikrete. It's a wonderful new product that we've got out. This is a regular concrete mix, but it has super plasticizers added to it. And super plasticizers, what that does is that enables the concrete to have a lower water content and still be flowable.
Okay.
So if you're using this in forms or if you're using it in molds to make concrete countertops, which this is kind of a high-end do-it-yourselfer or a contractor product, but it does a great job of making beautiful countertops. Tops. You can make sinks, sink basins. It's a great new product for us.
Well, I like that.
Oh, yeah. You have an unbelievable sink display at your booth that I encourage people to go see at the Quikrete booth. But here's my thing with concrete countertops. We're licensed contractors. We know all about the layout and all that other stuff. And we got the tools and everything we need. But I know it's a complicated project, but it doesn't look like it should be. And where does Quikrete lay out on that? Is it this a pro job only or?
Well, as I say, this is kind of a high-end do-it-yourself or a contractor project because you do have to know how to use rebar and you know how to tie it together and do the things that are necessary for that because you're pouring this usually at a thickness of 1.5 inches.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to need to know about how to get the rebar in the middle of the project.
Sure.
You're also going to be able to build molds. You can use polystyrene to build the molds. You can get that at any home improvement center.
Sure.
And use that polystyrene to build molds.
Okay.
Okay.
Which in itself is a fairly complicated task.
Right. It's not something that the lady who's watched DIY Network or HGTV for the first time is going to sit down and be able to do that right immediately.
Gotcha.
You'd be very frustrated if you tried, too. Right.
But is it Quikrete.com?
Quikrete.com. You can see project sheets.
Okay.
Everything else about that.
So whether you're hiring someone to do it or you're doing it yourself, you can get the information you need to either communicate or do the job.
Yes, certainly can. And at some of the home improvement centers, they actually have a list of contractors that they can hook you up with to get the right people to do the job for you.
Oh, that's so helpful.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it makes it so much easier.
That's what I'm talking about. Concrete countertops are awesome.
They are.
So, all right, we have about a minute left. One more thing. What do you got for us?
One more thing that I'd like to talk about is our concrete resurfacer. Everybody knows all across the country, salt damages concrete.
Yep.
Which we're very thankful for all the salt people and all the salt that's sold all the way across the country. But we have a product that's called Concrete Resurfacer. You can take the concrete where the rocks are starting to show again, the surface is popping off. You can take a pressure washer, pressure wash that, get it down to a base, and then you can put a 1/16 of an inch cap on the existing concrete.
Mike, we love it.
Thank you so much. And
thank
we'll
you.
We'll be
yes.
back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa
and our friend
Carl Champley.
Oh, guys, how are you?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for letting me be on.
Are you kidding me?
They don't normally feed me, let alone be on a radio show.
Doesn't look at me. You look like you're in great shape.
Well, actually, I look like you guys. We have the similar build, which tells me we're all probably working hard and building the same thing.
Yeah, we're busy. We're all busy, aren't we?
Yeah. Now, last we left you, is it true that you, I'm trying to search through my memory, that you had actually taken a dive framing a floor? And you had hurt your leg?
Yeah, you're right, actually, yeah. It's amazing. I've, like you guys, building our own house. And, you know, I was just using the car to stand these 24-foot frames. And I was up on top on the, on the third floor, you know, your 2x12s, all on my own, insanity. And there I am down on the lower floor building a deck. And I think, you know, not confidence, but I was just rushing.
Sure.
And blop, 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 sure enough, I went down. And I can't necessarily tell you what it was, but it was those two things. That stopped the fall, you know?
All right.
Fortunately, you weren't killed because it broke the fall.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, but I did feel like dying.
That's great. Between you and Ed Sanders, I was over here before, I am thinking,
yeah, have you seen that guy's left hand?
Oh, he showed us.
My goodness.
He threw the thing up. I was like, would you put that down?
Well, what happened was that when I fell down, he went down to grab me, and that's how he got his hand. But, no, you know, I think we're pretty fortunate, you know? We've all done a lot of work, and I don't know about you, but there hasn't been that many injuries. So
No, we've been very lucky.
We have. Yeah. I did years ago. I got a nail in my hand, and a framing nail, pop. You know, gunshot twice, and it didn't hurt at all. It wasn't a drop of blood.
Teresa?
What's that?
Did you?
I wasn't there for that one.
Yeah. Oh,
thank goodness.
You.
No, yeah. No. I can't blame me. Not at all.
So we can tell horror stories. Yeah. Of course, I've got this gash across. Oh, no, wait. That's my skin. this portion of the program brought to you by Shoe Leather. So, can we just get a round of drinks and some chairs and sit around and chat it up?
I think that would be a good idea.
You want another drink?
You know, Da Vinci has been kind enough to invite us in here.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they can't smell it from here.
That's just.
What do you think? I mean, these Listerine things by the whole
his
pack.
Aftershave is just a little, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's great you were with these guys.
Oh, this is great stuff.
Yeah.
Have you put this stuff on before?
Yeah, I haven't. But I'm looking at it, and it just looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And I'm sure you've talked about it a lot in the show.
Oh, we have.
We have.
But so, swinging it back to you, though,
yeah.
Where are you in the house? What stage of progress are you?
Very close to being completed. I've got about another 2 months, but I'm at the stage I'm trying to finish your book, and there's a deadline for that. So the house, you guys know what it's like. The house is on hold until that's done. And I've got a shipment of material coming in about another month's time.
Okay.
That's all like the lower 3 foot by 3 foot concrete floor tile. So when that's down, I can finish off the baseboard, and that's pretty much it.
All right.
When does the book come out?
The book will be out probably towards the end of the year.
Okay.
Yeah, the end of the year. Yeah, the only ones I've told
about. In time
about,
for the holidays?
Right? Yeah, exactly.
All right.
And what book is it? What's it about?
Is it
Carl Champley on Mark Clement?
Yeah, Carl Champley's thoughts on Mark Clement. That would be a really long book about page and a half.
page and a half. The sequel to that is Carl Champley, Mark 2.
Yeah, no, in all seriousness, it's about how not to fall between the floor joys.
Are there a lot of pictures in that book?
Yeah, but it's kind of shaded.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Do you have like the black thing across your eyes?
Yeah, that's why I fell down.
You know, they can Photoshop those in later. Oh, never mind. Anyway.
I may have actually just ruptured an organ inside laughing.
No, really, what is the book about?
Yeah. Can you actually tell us what the book is?
I know. It's actually a little bit of a secret. I haven't exposed it to the world yet, but it's all about home improvement. And it's kind of exciting because it's an area that really hasn't been touched before.
Really?
Yeah. But I think it'd be very attractive because it's something that, you know, everybody can get something from.
Cool.
Yeah, but you guys you'll be the first to know. I'll be exposing it very soon.
Oh, cool.
When you do, we want to have you on. Talk about it.
Yeah, you guys
we
will have a copy.
We want to find out.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have a copy. And
can
just
we do
think
it?
When you had free time, you'll probably look at this and think, oh, great. Now I've got another project.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to read this. What? Reads like a novel. Thud.
Man, I love your book, man.
Hey, now you're talking.
No, I really do. I really do. And with all seriousness, that's you're the real deal.
Oh.
And you know, I appreciate that. And there's a lot of people in the industry that are up there and they're talking about products and they're talking about how good it is for this and that. But there's really only a selected few that have actually done it. And it's your background, and that's your background. So, all your listeners out there, check out the book. I like it.
Well, you better say something because I'm baffled in silence.
Oh, me? It's true.
I got nothing left.
Oh, okay.
Well, another thing too. How did you hook up with this girl? She's gorgeous.
Oh, I
thank
married
you.
And who is your wife?
I married up.
Oh,
big time.
You boys flatter.
Big time.
No,
I got
it's
my
true.
And we're in Vegas too, so you know there aren't any pretty girls here or anything.
No, yeah, there's no temptation here at all.
Right here.
I love her, and I'm lucky. I'm just lucky.
Yeah. And, you know, and being lucky, too, you're also a chick that's kind of hands-on, too.
I am, yes.
You're
we
not
work
afraid
together.
To get in there, are
no,
you?
No, not afraid at all. Yeah, we work together. Well, he leads on all the building. I lead on all the design, and... Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a beautiful way to go, isn't it? And,
absolutely.
You know, we say, you know, happy wife, happy life. But
yes,
so
we do.
When it comes
when
to...
When mama's happy, everyone's happy is what I say, yeah.
But when it comes to design, you know, it's the girls that really have a good vision. And, you know, it's a great team, you know, where you've got the guy doing it and the gals... Huh? Pointing you in the right direction, so to speak.
Well, I, you know, without taking it too far down the lovey-dovey poetry road, working together, having a sort of change from being like guy, run it and gun it, slam them up, do all this other stuff, framing stuff, to work with Teresa with the tools and things like that has enabled me to sort of kind of be different and connect with her in a different way.
Yeah.
And it I know it sounds cliche, but it's like we're kind of going down that road together.
That's cool.
And we
neat.
Get to learn a lot about each other through building, too.
Yeah, like,
I mean, there's a lot of
like
stuff.
When
that
he
we...
hits himself, the swear words that come out of his mouth, you know, all that sort of thing.
When aren't the swear words coming out of
well,
his
yeah,
mouth?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah,
really
yeah,
pretty
yeah.
much what it
well,
is.
Well, the thing is, we've got that tuned in to she knows the quieter it is, the worse it is.
Yes. If there's a crash and then a loud yell and some swear words,
fine.
Then he's fine. I don't
fine.
Pay any attention to it. If
Squeeze.
There's a loud crash and there's no like swearing or anything.
Yep.
That's when I go, oh, dear, what went wrong?
Well, let's head off to you guys, because I know a lot of people work together, and before you know it, there's the divorce, you know?
Yes,
so,
it's
so
true.
You can work together, and I think
true.
A lot of it is really understanding what you're doing, planning it out, doing the budget, planning it out, working together. It's a beautiful thing.
You raise a great point. Budget's a huge thing. For all of our people who read your book and watch your shows, and people who read our books and watch our shows or listen to our shows.
Yeah.
You can watch the show while you listen to it, but you just watch the screen.
Yeah, you just watch whatever's in front of you.
On your computer or whatever, yeah.
But one of the big things that gets away from a lot of DIYers is the budget.
True.
You know, they think, oh, yeah, I'll just go in and blow this floor down or take this closet
out.
So
true. And, you know, most people have to understand that, you know, you are in control, whether you're an owner builder, you're taking on the project yourself, but you're always in control of the budget. And it's so important to have clarity and kind of stick with it. You know, of course, you can use some shorten the project in one area and use that extra money in another, but budget's really important.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's, you know, sort of the ceiling. You know, once you get to the end of it, you kind of get to the end.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's a real dividing line. Demarcation.
Demarcation.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so we'll brand that word ourselves.
Okay, brand
that's
it.
Great. Can we talk about Carl?
We can talk about Carl.
Okay, I'm talking about you guys.
I'm gonna ask you
so
one
does
more.
Does your wife help you at all? Does she work, too, with you?
She does, but, again, more in the design.
Okay.
More in the design fields. And, you know, we've got the little guy, so she's looking after him and, you know, with the book work and everything like that. But she's very heavily involved in the decision making when it comes to the color of the tiles, the style, all of that.
Huge.
Yeah, and I'm the lackey out there putting it together.
Well, so where are we going to see you next? Are you working on a show right now?
The Wasted Spaces has turned out to still be a very popular show, which is great, and it's, you know, all about educating people where all the wasted space is within the house.
Yes.
Because we're finding now people are, instead of doing the vacations, they're doing the staycations. So, you know, it's enabling people to use the best of the brands, but doing themselves, you know, like we're teaching them.
Sure.
And save money. So Wasted Spaces is airing on the Do-It-Yourself Network. And a good little show, DIY to the Rescue. I believe that's still maybe running.
Okay.
That's another
show
that we did. And let's see. And radio, and that's pretty much it. It's just busy.
What's the name of your radio show?
The radio's Home Live, and you must come and visit us.
Richard, we'll drop the microphones and be over to talk with you another half hour.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be good.
And is there information on your website about your radio show and all these
Yes,
things?
There is.
Okay.
And that's carlchampley.com.
That's so good.
In Australia, I'd say carlchampley.com, but here
carlchampley.com. I was going to say something because I thought you'd just been over here long enough. You're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Carl Champley. Kyle Champley.
Oh, I like that better.
Well, it's got more flavor. We should all be like from Australia or England.
I want you to talk like that later.
Ireland. Yeah. I don't have a lilt.
You don't.
We just have this severe accent over here, you know?
Yeah.
We're
very
friendly.
But you know, you come to Australia and guess what? You guys are the one with the accent.
That's
so
true.
Everyone will be friendly with you.
Oh, now you're talking.
You can be exotic.
I'm totally good. That exotic American.
Could be.
Yeah.
He is.
He is exotic, actually. That's very, very true.
Exotic in the bizarre sense.
Yes, that's very, very, very true. Yes.
So you're here at the show, and you're broadcasting from the show.
We are.
With Home
Life. We are. Yep, we are.
Okay.
We've been 2 days down at the Sears booth, and the first day we're actually walking around doing interviews.
Okay.
It's been great. 3 days. And just like you guys, you know, showcasing what's here, what's new and beaut for the new year.
Right.
And what have you found that you like?
A lot of good stuff. Surprisingly, because for about 6 years I was doing a show called Inside the Builder Show with the Do It Yourself Network.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you come here and there's a lot of the same sort of stuff, but there's a lot out there now. Just down here, you know, there's that device to help you frame a wall.
That thing's great. I saw that.
It's fascinating. To the new tools that are out there that, like the Rockwell, we love the Rockwell guys. I know you guys do too.
Yeah.
And seriously, those guys pump out some amazing products.
Don't they reinvent the whole thing?
They do. And, you know, they've just got... funny enough, there's a couple of bunch of guys down in Australia that's working with them to, because that jaw horse just right that's holding up your sign, there's a couple of Aussies invented that. And you know, it's a great combination between America and probably China and Australia.
Sure.
And they're just forward thinking. What does the customer need? You know, what do people need? And they seem to really listen to what the contractors, the mechanics, the homeowners need. And, yeah, they've just come out with some great stuff.
Oh, they have. Did you see that H3 rotary hammer cordless drill, 12-volt?
Really the only one out there at the moment.
Tiny
battery.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and it's small and, you know, it's flat. It's fascinating.
And it's easy to use, too. I was playing around with it in the booth, and I loved it. I want one.
Oh, yeah?
It's on my list.
Well, hey, you're easy. When it's Christmas time, it's very easy with you.
Yeah, it is.
That's it. Tools.
That's a fun gift, and it fits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have to, you know, honey, that's the wrong size. I mean, they only make one.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But it's a lot of grunt for what it is, that small battery.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
for
same
someone like
for
you,
tool.
Yeah, and for someone like you who's running your gas pipe, running your plumbing, you got all kinds of metal to concrete connections and that other thing, and it's the same tool for everything.
Yeah. Now we can lose the cables and you know, that's a good point. You know, when you're using a rotary hammer, sometimes, you know, you're only drilling a couple of holes. So it's perfect.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, you could probably drill 100 of them, but for a couple here and there, it's great.
That's mostly the way mine comes out.
Yeah. So, no, I think those guys had a lot of innovative products. What else? Let me see. Oh, so much. There was a pool company here too, San Juan Pools, and there's this fiberglass pools with the glass mosaic tiles. So throughout the day, that sunshine comes down and makes the pool look like it's full of diamonds, you know? So just lots of stuff.
I want that too.
Well, I'll tell you what, Carl.
I'm going to find out what else I want from Carl during our break, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Thanks, guys.
How to turn my shirt inside out, inside out, right? Control your poison, babe. Roses are all they say, and we're all getting home tonight.
You are back inside My Fix It Up Life at the International Builder Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we are joined by Bob Bauer from Armstrong, who's got a new basement finishing system. And it can be used for other things. That's really knocking my socks off here.
And that's one of your favorite projects to do.
Well, yeah, I saw this and dragged him over here kicking and screaming. He's a very private man. Bob, tell me what it is and just give me like the treetops view.
Okay. Quickstix is a wall framing system that you can use for walls. You can use it for ceilings. You can use it for soffits in a basement. A steel component system makes it quick and easy. Everything is pre-engineered with locking tabs to make your layout easier, make your installation easier, just make it simpler to put it all together.
Wow. Now, it's all steel, right?
All steel.
Is that right?
All steel, correct. It's everything meets ASTM standards. It's the robust system, something that's solid, something
right.
that's going to last. But being steel, it's also recycled material, 30% recycled steel.
No kidding.
And scraps can be thrown out in the blue box and recycled as well.
Thrown out in the blue box. I like it.
You got
it. I like it.
I like that.
Now, it's basically, and I'm going to oversimplify this for the folks who haven't seen it. If you've ever seen metal framing, there's a bottom track that mm-hmm. looks like the letter C, and a top track that looks like the letter C.
Yes.
And looks sort of T-shaped, the letter T-shaped studs that go in between.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And most metal framers lay that out. They mark it just like a wood top plate and bottom plate, and then they have to put their studs on and then screw them all together. And there's a reason that that really hasn't made its way into residential construction. It's because it's hard.
Right.
Yeah. This stuff is a hybrid of that.
That's right. What we've done is we've added locking tabs, as I said earlier, 4 inches in from the end, 8 inches on center.
So the layout's,
layout work.
The layout's done for you.
That's right. As long as you can count to two.
It makes it so much easier, really. I mean, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely.
As
and
long as you can count to two, skip one, you're at 16-inch on center.
Oh, that's how
can
I count to
that?
100. One, two, skip a few, 99, 100.
Okay. All right.
Totally stole that joke from a friend of mine. I hope he can't hear me. I know he's here at the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's your layout work. No need to measure and mark it. Plus, when you snap those T's into those locking tabs, you don't need to screw them in place either.
Oh.
No screws. And if you've ever framed anything with metal studs, you know you have the pan head on the screw that holds the drywall off that messes up your baseboard. This sounds cool. It sounds fast.
It's quick. Very quick.
How thick is the actual wall thickness?
Wall itself ends up being 1 5/8 deep. Face on the tees is 1.5 inches. So you get a big surface to apply your screws through.
Uh-huh.
Plus, being 1 5 inches deep, it doesn't take up a lot of wall floor space.
Right.
It's fairly compact. So it's giving a lot of free space in the room as well.
Now, Armstrong's manufacturer, right?
Correct.
And we know that same Armstrong from flooring and ceilings and other products like that, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. And is there any kind of video on the website? Is there even a website yet? I know this is very new.
Certainly is. There's a website, armstrong.com/quicksticks.
Okay.
Q-U-I-K-S-T-I-X. Little different spelling.
There you go.
On there, there's a section for walls or ceilings or soffits.
Awesome.
Online estimator for material.
Mm.
Video to watch.
Oh.
Lowe's store locator where you can find the material.
Is it available only at Lowe's?
Only at Lowe's.
Oh, all right. Well, that makes shopping for it easier.
It does, yeah.
And then if you have questions, there's an email address, quicksticks@armstrong.com. Ask a question. You get your answers back in the email.
Are you answering it? I hope so.
Yeah.
Email Bob personally. His home phone number is 555.
Quicksticks.
Quicksticks.
Yeah, that's
Quicksticks.
A really good thing.
Oh, Bob, thanks so much for joining us. We are dying to check out more of this.
We will, and we will be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Wind you up and don't stop till your time is up. Get high now. Wind it up. Wind it up. Wind it up. You're late, you're late, you're low.
You got to let the beat get under your skin. You got to open up and let it all in. Once it gets in, the popping begins. Then you'll find out why all the boys stare. See, they're trying to fight our style, trying to study our approach. They like the way we do it, so original. I guess that they are slow, so they should leave the room. This beat is for the clubs and cause it go.
Every time the bass bang, realize it calls your name. Let the wind you up and don't stop till your time is up. Wind it up. Wind it up.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Banging it up here at the Builder Show.
You are. I've seen you. You've been banging it up.
Yeah. Banging it up. I'm the biggest party hound around.
Oh, you've been living large.
Oh, lived large last night.
You did?
Totally. We went to a really cool party last night.
Yeah, we went and saw The Lion King.
That was a cool party.
That was a cool party.
Yeah. We've also seen some excellent stuff on the floor.
We have seen some excellent stuff on the floor.
I'm getting hand signals all over the place here. What am I supposed to do?
I have no idea what you're supposed to do.
Yes, you do. You're telling me to do them. I don't know what's going on.
Well, you know, it's been a long day, I guess. We've been walking around the show floor.
I'm going to put my hands in every place that you've gesticulated in the last couple of seconds. I mean, seriously, are my pants off?
Your pants are off, honey.
What is going on around here? Can you get JT, can you get a big whiteboard and just write it in guy English?
Transcribe.
Yeah. Oh, just stop talking.
He's
right. Okay. So, finishing off My Fix It Up Life will be Teresa Clement, host of the show.
No, it won't. It's us. And we've been walking around. We've seen some good products here at the Builder Show in Las Vegas. And one that I like a lot is from Sherwin-Williams.
Tell me about it, because I haven't seen it.
Well, we've used their no VOC paint on our in our house.
Yes.
And when I was pregnant with our baby, we painted our bedroom.
Yes.
We used the product. And it was in Extreme
How-To
magazine.
Yeah, there's a bedroom makeover.
Oh, pictures of our bedroom in there.
Master Suite Masterization, or forget what the title of it
Masterpiece Master Suite or something like that. Anyway, I digress.
Visit ExtremeHowTo.com and search Mark Clement in the Google search bar. This portion of the program enabled by Google Solutions. Solutioning a solution near you soon.
Anyway, the product that I saw...
I loved how you just waited for that to be over.
Is that...
it's like waiting for the rain to end.
Well, no VOC. Now it actually absorbs odor. Their paint absorbs odor.
I could use that for a number of things.
We can't. That would be good for a bathroom application, I think.
You mean after it's dry or during the construction process? Am I missing some element here?
I think it's after it's dry. We'll have to check it out and go to Sherwin-Williams on
the
website and find out more about it. I would love to have them on a show talk more about it with us.
Well.
And I would love to try out that product in, we're already doing our kitchen. We'll have to wait till we do our front room.
Yeah, we will.
Bathroom.
Now, is it a no VOC paint?
It's no VOC.
And it actually absorbs odor after the fact.
That's what I think.
Well, we're going to have to get on that. We're going to have to send out some My Fix It Up Life volunteer investigators.
Well, you know, do some sleuthing.
Yeah, got to definitely do some sleuthing.
Yeah, that's what we do. We spend a lot of time trying to figure out what's hot and what's new and bring it to you on My Fix It Up Life. And what did you see at the Builder Show that you liked, Mark?
Well,
is it better than that? Bring it.
Does it have to be a race?
Can you bring it?
Well, I've been walking around quite a bit, and my dogs are barking, I have to say.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Literally and figuratively?
Just figuratively.
Okay.
Just figuratively. Walking around, the three major truck companies are here.
Yes.
You got your Dodges.
I got my Dodges.
You got your Jimmys.
Jimmys, yeah.
That's GMC.
I know.
And you got your Fords.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all here. Got the new F-150 here, and I keep thinking of the Dennis Leary commercials that I see on the NFL on the weekends, howling at those.
Yeah.
So that's really, mostly I've seen Dennis Leary commercials in my head.
So have you been driving the trucks around the show floor when I haven't been looking?
No. Lexi and I.
You and Carl Champley and, you know,
Grundy and all those guys. We're doing wheelies, popping them up and down and around.
I'd be scared if Chris Grundy is driving trucks around here.
I don't think he has a license. He just has an ID. He's not allowed behind the wheel just based on a personality element.
Oh, he probably doesn't need to drive anywhere.
Can you imagine him on a motorcycle?
No, I can't.
That'd be awesome. But one of the cool tools that I've seen, I did it. I didn't even mean to do that. But one of the cool tools I've seen is right next to us. We're at the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth.
We are.
And of course, that's all the things roofing that we need to know about. But right across the hall is a tool. It's a shear made by Bullet Tools.
Oh, yeah.
And this is, I've actually seen it before. It's kind of like a big tile cutter, but it's for cutting fiber cement siding, which is notoriously hard to cut.
Yes.
And it is for, I want to say laminate, but I mean engineered flooring. So like your bamboos, your, the engineered floors, like with a veneer of hardwood on them.
My bamboos?
Yeah. It's like, okay.
You
it's
got
like,
your bamboos. You got your, you got your jimmies. You got your bamboos.
Yeah, what you got is your jimmies, your bamboos. Okay. Come over here, bamboozle me, huh? You know what I'm talking about? Come here. Come here. I'll slap you around a little bit. Get out of here. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
That's the problem. You understand me.
I do.
And I used this public forum to announce that Teresa has volunteered to marry me.
I did.
This wasn't arranged or anything.
No.
Yeah.
No. Unfortunately. Does not speak well of my character.
Lucky.
Yeah. Anyway.
See, everybody on this show floor has said, Carl Champley, our friend or Jim over at Senco, they look at me and they look at you.
Yeah.
And, of course, the light and the aura and the angelic stuff shining around you. And I'm not kidding.
Oh, sorry.
I'm actually not kidding. And they look at me and they say, you married up, my friend.
That's very nice of them to say.
It is nice of them to say.
Yeah.
And I lift my knuckles right off the floor
and shake
their hand and say, you are undeniably right. I have married up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a lucky man.
Yeah.
So what else have we seen at the
show? The cab driver last night said to us that he's dropping us off. He was driving a bunch of us around and was dropping different people off and said that
my
stop would be the courthouse.
He did.
Get those papers filed.
I have you married in 15 minutes.
Unmarried.
Oh, yeah, was it unmarried?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then another cab driver wanted us to celebrate our marriage by getting remarried by driving us through, do a drive-through.
Drive-through. Yeah, oh, yeah, it was the drive-through.
He had a whole sales pitch.
He did.
Renew your vows. We'll drive you through. We'll take a photo. I'll be the witness. And, yeah.
Golly shucks. Think he gets a kickback from that?
No.
No, no.
And he said, come back in 10-10-2010.
He had all the dates. Oh, yeah. 777 is a great time to get married. He did say that. I remember.
I
was like,
I know.
And that's when I...
Vegas is an interesting place.
One guy said to us, again, we've taken about a million cabs around here. So one guy said to us, whatever you imagine happens here... Double it.
Yes.
Then multiply it by 10.
I can't even imagine.
I don't want to know, which also made me want to get out of the car in the rain right there.
What?
Well, if it happens in Vegas.
Well, we're getting out of this show.
And we're getting out of Vegas, baby.
We are. So, you know, check us out online at myfixituplife.com. Check us out on Facebook and become our fan. And check out what we're giving away every week on My Fix It Up Life radio show. And what else, Mark?
Follow us on Twitter.
Oh, follow us on Twitter.
Register for our giveaways.
I already said that.
You did?
I totally did.
I've got headphones on. They must not be working.
No. But we're giving away cool prizes every week, and you can email us or post a message on Facebook to win. And we've got cool YouTube videos of our remodeling projects at our house.
We might even have some visions from Vegas.
We might share some of our visions from Vegas. And check us out every Saturday at noon for
My Fix It Up Life.
I was walking down the street. I saw a poster on the top.
Right on time. Right on time. See you next week.